AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutor Linda Donikowski wraps up her closing arguments in the trial of three white men charged in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, who was black, in their neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia, in February 2020. She tells the jurors that Greg and Travis McMichael and neighbor William Roddy Bryan initiated the events that led to Aubrey's death.
You can't claim self-defense if you are the unjustified initial aggressor, meaning if you started it. Who started this? Wasn't Ahmaud Arbery.
That from Court TV. Judge Timothy Walmsley, also from Court TV, closed his jury instructions with this.
Whatever your verdict is, it must be unanimous, that is, agreed by all, as to each count of the indictment and as to each defendant.
Three alternates have to be named ahead of the deliberations. President Biden orders the release of 50 million barrels of oil from the nation's strategic reserve in tandem with other nations around the world as part of an effort to lower energy and fuel prices. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says the move will lower gasoline prices.
I'm certainly a little bit disappointed that the release isn't more significant. There certainly could have been more sizable relief. And in the grand scheme of prices, 5 to 15 cents only brings prices back down to where they were in early to mid-October, but they still would be near historical highs for this time of year.
Gas prices are at about $3.40 a gallon, more than 50% higher than a year ago, according to AAA. As word spread of the coming joint release from U.S. and other countries' reserves, there were warnings from OPEC interests that those countries may respond in turn, possibly backing away from earlier promises to increase supplies in coming months. An up and down morning on the markets, the Dow up 56 points, while the NASDAQ has dropped 158, and the S&P is off 7. This is AP News. Retired NFL player and ABC morning show host Michael Strahan will be on a December 9th Blue Origins flight. Five other people will be in the capsule, including Laura Shepherd Churchley, the eldest daughter of astronaut Alan Shepherd. Rita Foley has this.
Michael Strahan will be one of six passengers on the next Blue Origin flight. It'll launch December 9th from West Texas. Strahan played with the NFL's New York Giants for 15 years, and when he joined Good Morning America, he reported on the first Blue Origin flight. He said it was mind-blowing. So what's ahead for the almost space traveler? His 10-minute flight is likely to include about 3 minutes of weightlessness and a view of the curvature of the Earth. He'll be subjected to nearly 6 Gs, that's 6 times the force of Earth's gravity, as the capsule descends.
Blue Origin founder Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Star Trek's star William Shatner flew to space on separate flights earlier this year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.